Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from the.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It is Travel Talk with the Travel Authority, Bonnie Pintozzi, joining us. Bonnie, what a beautiful, beautiful day out there. I guess just the fact that it's July, it's going to be beautiful anywhere, right?
It's going to be beautiful, but we just happen to live in a truly beautiful area, too, and it's just, it's incredible weather. And I can't think of a better guest who is on our show quite a bit, then Kevin Klein, who is the Traverse City Cherry Capital Airport Director. And we're going to discuss today something that I hear constantly when I travel around the country from people who are watching the promotions on the television and everything, to talk about Pure Michigan. He is extremely passionate, as you'll all hear very shortly. So good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, anytime, but Pure Michigan, to someone who may not be aware of this, let's give an overview of what that is.
Well, first of all, to mention Pure Michigan, you have to take the pride point first. And what Pure Michigan means to many in our state is the pride of Michigan, the comeback of Michigan, and what it's really happening. But Pure Michigan is a campaign that's really directed to tourism and business opportunities to come to our state and take advantages of all the things that we have to offer, from the Sleeping Bear Dunes to our golf courses to our wineries. A lot of people, when they think about Michigan as a tourist attraction, they think simply of Detroit.
Yes.
But they forget about the Tequamanon Falls and the Mackinac Island and, you know, what we have to offer here in Traverse City and some of the great pride of Grand Rapids. And they forget about what Michigan is all about. So Pure Michigan was really that opportunity for us to let the world know what we have. And so I like to say, you know, and I take pride and ownership of this statement, but Traverse City is Pure Michigan to its best, to its mm-hmm. fullest. And Cherry Capital Airport, I like to say, is the Pure Michigan Airport.
Well, and I think Crystal was going to say something, too. I think we really agree, because we have watched, one, the airport grow considerably, you know, under your leadership and what we are doing with it, and always looking for those opportunities to bring guests into our wonderful world. And, you know, Traverse City, we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, when we look at air service development, there's so many challenges with airlines and what their offerings are. But what Traverse City has become is a destination. And there are many communities that are same size as Traverse City that are not they're not a true destination.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we offer all those great things. When we talk about the Sleeping Bear Dunes and being named America's most beautiful place mm-hmm. and that hitting national news, that really is embraced by the Pure Michigan campaign and the ability to advertise that across the country. The state of Michigan has put together, it's a $33 million program, but what's most important about Pure Michigan is all the tourism bureaus across the state embrace it in partnerships. For example, the airport and our Traverse City Tourism, we do a co-op partnership with a value of over $200,000, each putting in half, targeting our markets that are out there. We do that with the Gaylord Golf Mecca, the same thing, partnership. We've done it with America's Summer Golf Capital, targeting golf. And this is what Pure Michigan is built upon, is partnerships and collaboration between tourism groups, airports, golf entities, wineries, and that's what makes it special. You don't see that type of advertising and that collective partnership in other state campaigns.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always have this question of what came first, the Pure Michigan campaign or the people? I mean, obviously, we've had an airport in Traverse City for a number of years. This airport has grown substantially, going from one location to another, having incredible renovations. You've done a wonderful job of getting people here prior to Pure Michigan. So that's always my question is, like, did we already have the capability? Were we already a destination and Pure Michigan picked up on that? Or is it vice versa?
Yes to both.
That's not a fair answer.
That's not a fair answer.
Politics?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of political answer in this time of year. You're correct. We were building on the destination prior to Pure Michigan. But what Pure Michigan was the avenue to get the message out. The local resources for our airport to be able to get our message out was very limited in that respect. So Pure Michigan helped us do that. And that was really the avenue that created the notice to our state, especially during the economic times when we were struggling as a state. We wanted to make sure people knew what our resources were. So often we as the local groups take it for granted that we have all these natural resources. One of the special things is, you know, we talk about agritourism, you know, agricultural tourism, the wineries coming together. And that is such a special thing that Pure Michigan has helped get out and grow. Yes, we had the wineries that were growing, but people didn't think about all the different things that are going on. What did that lead? It led to the foodie craze, you know, with our farm-to-table concepts. These are things that most people don't say, okay, a tourism campaign promotes. But that's all those beautiful pictures we see on our advertisements, on the billboards, on the digital media. Where does that come from? It comes from those businesses engaging in partnerships with Pure Michigan.
It does, and it's true. And years ago, you and I spoke about the day that Traverse City would become a destination in it itself and what that would mean and how we needed to also get there, you know, and it is.
The return on investment, we hear various numbers used in various sources. We see, 5-to-1 return on investment, 12-to-1. We've heard all these things. But what the real investment comes back to is what Crystal mentioned, is the people. Because the people, the jobs, the resources that are happening locally, it's all about the investment of the people. And we want to share that message. So when you have people all across the United States looking for someplace different to go, we've done the Disney World, we've done the big city, we would like to go do something different. And we have so much to offer.
And we offer it to multi-generations.
Absolutely. When the new terminal opened, AARP designated us as a senior-friendly facility because there's no escalators, there's no stairs, that kind of stuff. And so our community takes pride in that. We, Traverse City, walkable city. We really promote the bikes. We promote the activity, the outdoor activities. So, it's just so special. And then you add events.
Yes.
And when it comes to events like we just had with the National Cherry Festivals, the Blue Angels were here. Other events, smaller events like Huey Lewis at Interlochen last night. Very just things that bring people out to enjoy what we have to offer. We have the equestrian show, Great Lakes Equestrian Show happening, the film festival with Michael Moore's Film Festival. One of the most well-attended film festivals in the country, if not the world. And so these are things that are happening in our community, and we can go on and on. The Red Wings having their preseason training and the prospect camp. The National Writers Series is another event that, famous writers coming in and talking about their books. And so we are a place that people want to come and see. And Pure Michigan is that avenue to make it happen.
And it's always been, at least in my opinion, that we've had the people, the downstaters, who will come up here for a week and they summer here or they have a cottage here or whatever, and it feels as though it's still a Michigan thing. You might live in Detroit, you might live in southern Michigan somewhere, and yet you still vacation in Traverse City and you vacation elsewhere, and you mentioned Leelanau County and things like that. But lately, it's been an increased number, and when I say lately, I'm thinking in the last 5 to 10 years, of East Coast people, of people coming from Florida, people coming from the South, people coming from the Midwest, even further. And it's interesting that you have responded. I was just reading in preparation for this conversation that 4 months ago, it was nearly what tripled the flights between Cherry Capital Airport and Newark.
Absolutely, what we've seen is you hit it right on the head. Is when everybody had that feeling in years past of the family coming up north, but those families have grown all over the world. People are no longer staying, so they still remember the spot where they went on vacation. So people now can work and live and play almost anywhere, and they're choosing to do it here. So when we look at United Airlines offering daily service to Newark, that is more flights than we've ever had from the New York area, because we used to see the weekend operation with both our airlines, with Delta at LaGuardia mm-hmm. and United at Newark, and now they've added that daily service. So instead of having two flights on the weekends, we're having 7 daily flights. So we've really expanded that. So what we're seeing, though, is that dynamic with our hotels is bringing in that out-of-town traveler. And we see in our market at the airport, 70% of all our travelers in the third quarter of the year this time are from out of state mm-hmm. and using the airport. And it's great because we offer all the things that people want on a vacation. Mm-hmm. And now when people come and visit, then they realize they want to be here longer. They want to own a second home. And so then we start looking at markets and real estate markets competing. And, you know, Mario Batali really helped us out by calling us the Hamptons of Michigan, mm-hmm. which when you compare home prices to the Hamptons in New York to home prices are here, it's the value is much better. And so, I look for that same opportunity in all of our markets. And those that fly in, the interesting thing is that what helps to our local economy, those that fly in spend more money. And that's just typical because you're going out to eat mm-hmm. versus bringing food with you. You're buying that sweatshirt on a cool night where you may have left it at home So the opportunity to bring those into our community to experience more of what we have to offer, flying in is a great opportunity. And, you know, we have great connections with Chicago O'Hare, with American and United, Delta Airlines through Detroit and Minneapolis-St. Paul. They also serve Atlanta, New York, LaGuardia. United serves Denver, again, and Newark, as we talked about. So 7 major cities that are hub cities flying into our community. So that offers connections from really not over all over the United States, but from all over the world. And a lot of our international travelers are from Germany and China and coming in to see our community. So that's what Pure Michigan does, is that mm-hmm. outreach to, you know, the international markets that an airport our size just couldn't do.
And we've become year-round, too. It's not necessarily, summer is, everyone thinks of summer and a spring and a fall. And then I'll meet somebody and they'll call me from someplace else and they'll go, what about the winter? And I said, you would be surprised how well winters are taken care of here. You know, mm-hmm. schools rarely close. Yes, there are things like that. But we also have activities up here to satisfy that winter enthusiast.
Well, you know, you look at starting off in November with the Iceman and the bike races mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff that takes place. But you have so many people that still come out to ski, mm-hmm. People that wanted to experience snowmobiling, and they come out and visit and rent snowmobiles. Big thing that's happening, snowshoeing is really taking off as a sport and returning back here in northern Michigan. And you still can go on those special events, the tours for the wineries and different things throughout mm-hmm. the year. So they offer all kinds of things going on. And, of course, our food scene never stops.
Never. Yeah.
And so this area has it all. It's 4 seasons of fun and activities, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Winter wine tours are phenomenal, by the way, because, you know, it's one of those things that the wineries are obviously still busy, but you get to see, I like to refer to it as a winery asleep, and yet you're still being able to taste the wine and see what happens to a vineyard in the winter. It's beautiful.
And when you look at those commercials on television, you see the beauty of the water, the clean air, so many things that really entice people like ourselves to live here. It shows across the country. And interesting, I went home for a mini family reunion and friends from high school and all that. And through that course of an event, we are going to have a quote-unquote mini reunion from high school, and they all want to come out here. And they all want to come out here and range for, you know, the housing and everything. And they're all going to be flying in. Mm-hmm. But they have been watching these commercials and this message that's going across. I'll attend a conference in Denver, or I'll attend it out west someplace, or in the Midwest. And people are saying, oh, you live up. Well, they always say, hey, you live in that Traverse City. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it is a good driving force. But it truly is like that.
Well, you know, absolutely. You look at the water. And that water is such a magnificent selling point. Family from Arizona, they can't believe that you actually can see the bottom of our lakes.
Yeah,
it's just amazing, and that's because of the natural beauty that's offered. And so, you're absolutely right. The Pure Michigan campaign is out there for everybody to embrace it, to come see us, and we're just not Detroit. We're everything and more than that's out there. So
I wanted to take it back to a question about, you know, you talked about air service development, and there's a lot of science involved in air service development. And we also talked about the great connection flights that we have and hubs that we have associated with Traverse City, Cherry Capital Airport, TVC Airport. But what about the future? You know, you have this tripling destinations of direct flight to Newark. Where are you targeting next? And I wonder this because I've heard a few rumors that it might be southern states, like maybe Texas. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, absolutely. There's lots of truth.
Oh, good.
An airport director across the state would tell you we're always targeting something new, something more. First of all, the science you bring up of air service is absolutely true. It's a dedicated effort between many in our community, you know, like Bonnie, like others that focus on business relationships. And it's all that data we present to an airline. So, yes, very true, southern aspects. We've had a major focus with our Gaylord Golf partners in Dallas. Mm. And we're continuing to work with American Airlines through the Dallas effort. One of the things that we have offered American is a small communities air service grant that we received from the federal government through the DOT. It's a $750,000 revenue guarantee for them to put that route together. Plus, many of our media partners have offered up advertising at discounts rates. And so when we put the whole package together with what the marketing spend would be in kind matches and promotions, it's a $2 million package to incentive a flight to Dallas. And we've worked with American Airlines. We've talked with Sun Country Airlines. We've talked with many others. We're, in fact, looking at Houston as another opportunity with United Airlines. Charlotte, again, another American Airlines hub. So we're looking at all these things to try to create incentives to develop. And it's really like putting together an overall business plan that starts from concept. And you have to just work each step of the way. So a concept may go out today, but it may be 4 or 5 years before it actually takes place. And so it's really any air service concept comes back down to one point, and it's a return on investment for the airline. And years ago, communities, when airlines were fighting for market share, they would go into communities and start service and see if it worked, and then it might not. Mm-hmm. But today, it's really Wall Street making sure the airlines are responsible for their actions. They focus on that return on investment. So communities now are competing against other communities to prove a better return on investment for the airlines. And we have it.
And you built that airport years ago for growth. I mean, you have it already built in to grow the number of flights. We talked a lot about all the leisure travel and everything and beauty of everything. Think about all the business travel. This is a very popular place for meetings, conventions, and all of that as well. And, you know, people are seeing us more and more. But you've also designed the flights so that our clients and we can jump onto a flight, get to a city, and go internationally very easily.
Well, that was one of our main focus. When we look at a population, some of the different aspects, connecting to hubs that have that type of service, I call them port cities. And we want to get to all the port cities that we can get to for that same effect. We want to make sure that those business meetings can happen here from all over the world, not just locally. And so, but Traverse City offers a lot in that regard, too, with growth in business. Our technology companies are beginning to expand. You know, where we've had small companies that were four or five people, they're growing. They're 20 people, 25 people. They continue to grow. And we have those assets and infrastructure to support those businesses here. And so, you know, that has been a very big target of Pure Michigan also. When you look at that as an economic development opportunity, Pure Michigan is just not tourism. Mm-hmm. It's an economic development tool.
And as much as we like to say with technology, you can meet somebody anywhere around the world, wherever you happen to be, you do have to get together face-to-face every once in a while, right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
It helps.
That's the heart of the deal, isn't it?
It really is. You still want to do that face-to-face travel. I love talking about Pure Michigan, and if you want to find out more about Pure Michigan, go to michigan.org. You can actually just scroll over to see beautiful Traverse City. There it is.
In all its glory.
In all of its glory. Bonnie Pintozzi with the Travel Authority. It's always a pleasure to have you on. And Kevin Klein, Airport Director, TVC Airport. The latest up-to-date information at tvcairport.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being here. Key Largo, Montego.